The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, children. It's time for Audio Files with your hosts, E-Train, Shakes, and the Ranimal.
What the fuck? You know, the first time I heard that, intro, I thought it said, fuck them up, children, not buckle up, children.
Which is infinitely better. Fuck them up, children.
They actually, and he called us punk-ass bitches, which I don't really appreciate.
Shut up. You know what?
What?
We are punk-ass bitches.
We are.
Hi, everybody out there in podcast land. This here be the audio files.
Yeah, this here be that now.
This be that right there.
Yes.
That right there now here.
Watch him out
here. Oh, the rum is kicking in, kids. Hey, this is E-Train.
Shaky Puddin. The Ranimal.
He's back to Shaky Puddin. You know he goes back and forth with that.
He's always going back and forth.
That's what I do.
He goes back and forth.
Wait, yeah. No, never mind. No, I don't.
What's your name, Bob or Neil? Or is that what you do?
Well, you know.
Hey, people, welcome to Audio Files. It is Tuesday.
Booze Day.
Yeah. It's Tuesday, October 30th. That means tomorrow be Halloween.
Oh, shit.
That's actually, I like Halloween. It's as gay as it sounds. I love
that's
Halloween.
That's not gay at all. It's my favorite holiday. And
is it really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Ghost we actually ghouls. Meant to do one yesterday. Monday is our chosen day to do
but
podcast.
You were...
I was unavoidably detained.
You were indisposed.
But
I
was
indisposed.
It was a good excuse.
Well, yeah, I had a job interview with a large company. Oh, hold on. Randall, a job is something that people go to.
Oh, shit.
And they get paid money to perform a service.
This is something I'm unfamiliar with, so I'm glad for the education.
I had an interview.
You know, me too. I have no idea what that
was. Mean as shit, but fuck it.
Fuck it.
And we are drinking, what are we drinking today? Rum and Cokes.
Yes, sir.
In honor of...
Jimmy Buffett.
All right.
Hey, I had to get you back, man.
I know. Well, in honor of the weather, because it got cold, and there's a last night a massive hurricane blew through.
In case you don't listen to anything.
Well, apparently we got some downloads from Europe and parts of the Middle East, so they're just like a hurricane. What is that?
I actually saw that we have two downloads from Egypt.
Nice.
So,
we're
going to be a good one.
We're going to... Let's try not to do anything to start a war.
Yeah.
Yeah, next thing, Hezbollah, you know, they're going to be calling us up.
Hey, we got the song for you.
Allah, you fuck.
Wow. Well, there goes our listenership in Egypt.
Anyway, I have leprosy.
My mother hates me.
God in heaven. All right. Anyway, we just started an international incident. Awesome.
That was kind of...
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
But anyway, so if you're out there downloading in whatever part of the world, we do appreciate it. So give us some feedback on the old iTunes. Look up Audio Files. Tell all your friends about it.
You know one thing that's really pissing me off about that right now, though, is that I was looking under the... If you look under the categories, I looked under music, and you can't actually, look at all the podcasts and find us. You actually have to type in Audio Files, and it comes up. It's the first one that pops up.
What's it based on? Ratings or something like that?
I don't know.
That?
But, but whatever.
Well, I'll tell you
what. We're everywhere now.
This is number eight. This is our eighth one?
Actually, it's... Honestly, it's seven, because our first one was kind of us feeling shit out. So this is actually
kind of like
seven.
A scoutmaster on a jamboree trip.
Kind of like a baby with its hands in its diaper.
There you go.
So this is...
Wow. Okay.
What are these?
We got a new record 2 minutes in. We already went to the shit jokes. Nice.
Yeah, man.
All right.
But it was...
So anyway, out there, Audio Files, tell your friends about it, download.
Also, if you go to...
In your pants.
You can go to audiofiles_pod@yahoo.com for our email address.
Underslash? You mean underscore?
Underscore, thank you, Composer Randall.
Well, some people are more literary than you, man.
Yeah. You know what? And
like
that's not
everybody.
It's not very hard.
Anyhow,
Randall
Tuesday,
has a college education.
It's Tuesday, October 30th.
1972.
Yeah.
To make our international listeners feel better, I've got this news story that's happening in the United States. Something happening tomorrow. Evidently, the military is organizing a zombie apocalypse training drill
Yes! It's only a matter of time! Yeah. I knew it!
My first question was like, what do they know that we don't?
international people, if you know, if you already had an opinion that the United States...
Goofy as shit.
tomorrow in California, military, law enforcement, and medical personnel will take part in a fake zombie attack as part of a counterterrorism exercise.
It ain't fake. It ain't fake at all. I guarantee you something's going to happen. Hey, look, the 21st, December 21st, all hell's supposed to break loose, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be zombies.
That could be.
You know, that's actually, I'd like that better.
Better than what?
Than, like, the
Earth. Anal just, rapists!
Than the Earth just blowing the fuck up. Unless they're anal rapist zombies,
you
then
got,
that'd
you,
be bad.
You have a... You, yeah, yeah. They have a taste. They have a taste for human flesh and your anus.
Instead of them eating
anyhow,
your body.
This exercise
that's happening.
Yeah,
Randall wants to get back to the story.
This exercise that is happening, it's organized by a company called Halo Corp, a security firm.
Wait,
and,
like, that make the video game?
No.
Oh.
They're not a security firm. They're a fucking video game company.
That's what I mean.
Anyhow, this is an actual quote from this guy. This is a very real exercise. This is not some type of big costume party. So, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this.
Yeah, but they're doing it on Halloween, right? Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, you know they're going to have a little fun with it. That's probably why they chose Halloween to do this shit.
Jesus.
But, you know, like Shake said, I really hope there's not something they know about that we don't.
Yeah, that's going to be a little fucked up.
Well, I've always maintained if zombies do happen, it's going to be as a result of something that the military was testing.
Right.
And it got out of their hands, and you know, so.
Yeah, but they got Navy special ops, Marines on this. That's a little weird to actually, you know, spend taxpayer money on a drill for zombie attacks.
Well, see, one good thing about bringing up this news story is not only will it, you know, hopefully appeal to international listeners, you know, to how ridiculous our country is, but well, now we can also get the conspiracy theorists in.
Oh, man, it's coming. It's coming.
There you go.
Well, we'll call Coast to Coast AM, which is a great little radio show, and get them to weigh in on this. So, ooh, yeah. The rum's kicking in. Yay. Yeah.
I have actually. I actually have a story about a.
It's about bedtime.
Yeah,
time for a story.
It's a bedtime story. No, there was apparently a guy in Long Beach.
What is it? Everything is California based. Have you noticed that? All the weird shit goes down in California
or Florida.
Yeah,
that
too much sun.
A guy was sitting in front of a market, and somebody came across, like came around the corner, and threw a Molotov cocktail at the guy. And burnt him and
the
a baby.
Fuck, is this Beirut?
A baby stroller. Yeah, it's like Grand Theft Auto.
Molotov cocktail hit a baby stroller.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
That's fucked up.
That
dude.
Is fucked up.
Sorry.
Damn, Ken.
Dude, I have the giggles. Whatever.
Wow. But,
yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, so this guy comes around the corner and he like rapes a dog and cuts his head off. It was fucking hysterical. Nah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But
all right, so we're off to a real upbeat start.
Well, Randall's story was better. I don't know why I brought mine up.
I honestly don't really have a story. I was just gonna thought we were bullshitting for a while.
Oh, well, I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's
well,
pretty much.
My
it.
Band played our last gig for a while this past weekend. Aww. So.
Music no, news.
A, yeah. Oh. No, it's not music news. I just tend
more
to
like
talk
the
about what stuff
E-Train
goes,
news.
Yeah, just talk about stuff that goes on with me. Damn. Fuck you. It's not like I'm concerned with other people. I'm like,
there are other people?
Really? I thought these were disembodied voices in front
news
of me.
News to me. If you're going to be self-centered, goddamn, go all the way, man. I don't apologize for it. Fuck you.
So anyway, last show.
Yeah, we just
got to be a disappointment. Yeah.
No, it's okay. You know, honestly, a lot of bands, if you're in a band, you know this. You got to step away from it every now and again.
Take a little break.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing wrong with it. It's not like, oh, we hate each other.
No, no.
No, it's just time to take a break. Everybody's going to kind of, the holidays are coming. That's a good time to do it.
Yeah. Time to take a break. Intermission.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah.
Intermission right now.
Is it 30 minutes already? Goddamn.
No, I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to step away and recharge the batteries.
Yeah, yeah. And yep. I'm going to be playing some bass with a local blues band in this area, Robbie Reed.
Cool.
I haven't played bass in a few years, so it's kind of nice. And I have a, there's a, should I say this? Anyway, I have a new bass on the way. It'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
What kind, what is it?
It's a Jaguar.
Oh, right.
It's a Jaguar.
Like a real one?
It's a short,
like a rare.
Yes, I'm going to string up a jungle cat.
he's going to saddle a Jaguar.
Yeah.
It's a jungle cat.
Yeah, I'm gonna put four strings on a jungle cat and play that. You complete.
Okay, imbecile. So Shakes, what kind of news you got?
He just said from himself.
Oh, just bullshitting about what happened in our lives.
No, you know, I'm actually it's getting pretty cool, man. I'm actually starting to pick up some sound gigs with some local guys around here, getting into a little network with other sound engineers around the area.
All right, I'm falling asleep.
So yeah, you can yeah. Go fuck yourself. So
all right, so you're riveting.
Yeah, and I'm getting over a fucking cold. So if you hear me phlegming up, I'm sorry. So hopefully this Captain Morgan I'm drinking will.
Yeah, that's right. Today's episode is brought to you by
Captain
Morgan.
Yeah. Yum yums.
You know, and people have said this.
Captain Yum Yum.
Okay, if you go into a restaurant and they say, yeah, I want a Coke. Oh, is Pepsi okay? No, it's not okay.
No, it's not.
It's not okay. It's not the same thing.
Go find me a motherfucking Coke.
Right. Captain and Coke taste good. Yeah. Captain and Pepsi taste like ass.
It does.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's like some kind of caramel flavor with the Coke. It's good.
Pepsi's too sweet.
Pepsi
just
sweet.
Anyway, everyone knows we're sweet enough.
And it's Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon drinks Pepsi. Fuck Jeff Gordon.
Anyway. What the fuck? I mean, NASCAR already?
What?
We're talking about NASCAR.
I don't watch it. I just know that he drinks Pepsi.
All right.
Dale Earnhardt drinks Coca-Cola.
Hey, let's watch a bunch of rednecks drive around in a circle to the left.
All left-hand turns.
I wonder what's going to happen next. Anyway.
So fucking.
All right. Now we've completely alienated just about every single one of our listenership.
We really did. Holy crap.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
12 minutes in. That's great.
Yeah. Well, anyway. You know, I was thinking about something. I had a moment of clarity while watching SpongeBob. Which I don't know.
That often happens.
Yeah, it does.
There's
it?
Tons of stoners that have said the same thing.
SpongeBob is hallucinogenics for children.
Yeah, exactly. Say it's Dora the Explorer.
Fuck Dora.
I've learned a lot about that.
Well, Dora, pick a language.
I'm the map. I'm the map.
No, you're the door. So anyway, I had a moment of clarity, and I was thinking about last week's podcast, and we had a production meeting.
Oh yeah,
at a little bar in downtown Raleigh.
Well, it was supposed to be Morning Tones. It was supposed to be coffee, but Randall and I got there way too early, and we're like, well, no, we're drinking beer.
Yeah, because that makes sense. Well, you got there too early for coffee. We're like,
it's 6 a.m. I want a beer. All right. Anyway,
well, the bar.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The bar is conveniently located right next to the coffee place.
We could have gotten both.
Bark and spiders. All right. So anyway, I had a moment of clarity watching SpongeBob, which often, like you said, happens.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. You know, the guy that I picked last week, the more I thought about it, I was like, I can't believe I picked Jimmy Buffett. Now, not from the standpoint of I don't stand by the
Randall
fact
and I
that
both
I like
said the same thing.
Right. I don't. It's not. I stand by my selection, and I still like Jimmy Buffett. But I was thinking about it more, and this is probably what my mind was thinking, although I wasn't fully cognizant of.
Are you now?
Shut up.
Yeah, all right. You mummy motherfucker.
All right. Anyway. Okay. You ever remember something from your childhood? Like, if you used to go to a restaurant, like every Saturday night, your dad would take you to Uncle Wiggly's ravioli barn.
Uncle Wiggly had to go to prison after that.
Uncle Wiggly was touching the waitstaff. But you remember, oh, man, I used to love Uncle Wiggly's ravioli barn. That was a cool place, man. I don't know why the kid sounds like an old man. But, and then you go there as an adult, and you're like, this place blows. I can't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of what my relationship is with Jimmy Buffett and some of that. it was like, God, I used to love this stuff when I was young.
Right.
And now as you get older, your tastes change and you listen to it again. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah. You know, I can make a parallel to that. Actually, last night I was hanging out with a good Christian woman and
Donna Summer.
And we watched this this film, When a Stranger Calls. You recall that movie? It was about this babysitter who goes over to this house. She's watching these kids and she keeps getting telephone calls saying,
I think I
have you
premise,
checked on the children?
Yeah, I know you're not.
Have you checked on the children? And then turns out that the guy like had murdered the children already.
Oh,
and
nice.
Anyhow, we were talking about how,
in case you want to see the movie, now you know how it works.
Seeing it as a little kid and then seeing it yesterday, I was like, man, this is a lot worse than I remember.
Yeah, exactly. There's another Halloween one. Like every night my wife and I have been watching some scary movies. And there was one that I saw years ago. I think it came out like in late 80s, like 89, 90, something like that. Anyway, it's called The Prince of Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
And that was scary as shit to me back then.
Is that the Ozzy Osbourne?
No. Oh.
I haven't seen that. What's it about?
There is an evil presence that is growing.
Sitting in this room right now called Captain Morgan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We all got a little captain in us. Hey.
Ooh. Okay.
Anyway. So anyway, Prince of Darkness, there's an evil presence, an ancient evil that's growing in the basement of this church. I know, right? Right away, you're like, that's kind of dumb. Anyway.
Or typical.
I saw the movie years ago, and I was like, oh, that's scary as shit. Saw it the other night. It's not scary at all. It's kind of dumb. So obviously, as you get older, your tastes change. As movies get better at telling a story, the technology gets better, the special effects get better. You look at the old ones, go, it's fucking stupid.
Well, I mean, you know, the effects might be they might not be as good as they are now. They might be, you know, considerably, you know, rudimentary compared to they are now. But I mean, some, you know, there's still great stories in older movies.
A scary story is still a scary story. Yeah. You know, like a zombie apocalypse. I don't care how you doctor it up. That's still a.
To get back on track, you were talking about how Jimmy Buffett revisiting some of it, you know, he wasn't really.
It was, you know, I the first two. And this will be kind of true of the guys I'm going to talk about today. Maybe I'm on a roll, or at least a Danish. And it's not very funny.
No,
it's kind of one of those things where I
laugh at everything.
Again, I have fond memories of Jimmy Buffett, and like I remember liking it, but I don't remember specifically why. And then when you go back and revisit it, you're like, oh, well, that's not what I remember at all. So again, like back in the 80s, early 80s, to mid 80s, like Huey Lewis and the News, I thought they were great. Now I'm like,
yeah, well, you know, we're at the point right now where I'm bringing up Solitaire on my computer.
Okay. So, all right. So,
no, you know, I mean, some of those bands, Huey Lewis and the News, I could still listen to a couple songs by them.
Right.
Hall & Oates, even.
Right. You know, yeah. Until they started to blow.
Oh.
Or started blow.
Ooh.
True that.
Anyway.
True.
All right, well, fellas, are we ready to delve into our three picks of the week?
We might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
This is going nowhere quick.
Well, when you're sitting around bullshitting, that's kind of the point.
Yeah, true that.
Anyway.
Yep.
All right, well, I'm going to start out this week with a... no, it's actually not a bad band. I remember getting into these guys back in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought their first two albums. And okay, first of all, I used to be a delivery driver for Kinko's.
Oh, yeah.
Back at this point. Late 90s. 96, 97, I'm delivering stuff for Kinko's in the little Kinko's car.
Yeah.
Smoking a lot of dope.
Blowing it into their packages.
Yeah, and then stapling it shut. Yeah. And I remember this song came on the radio. Or this band came on the radio. And I was like, it didn't sound like anything else at the time. It really didn't. It was so different.
Right.
And I liked it. What?
I'm going to beg to differ on that point, but I'll let you finish.
I didn't even
say
the name of the band yet. Oh, okay. No, I know. Anyway, the band that I'm going to talk about is Smash Mouth. And I really liked them when they came out. And then I was thinking about it today, as I was printing out some, I actually have paperwork here and stuff. So.
That's crazy.
As I was preparing, I was like, I like these guys. fuck it, no, I don't like him. Ah, shit, I do like him. Maybe I don't.
You called me. Maybe I do. I don't know if I want to.
It's like, shit, do I like these guys or not? Goddamn, I can't fucking make up my mind. So that right there made me go, well, now I got to talk about him. If I can't fucking make up my mind.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes nostalgic colors.
That's exactly my point. That was my
colors are opinions, you know?
So I remember really, really liking the first two records that these guys put out back in the 97 and 99, perspectively, is when they the first two albums came out. So anyway, Smash Mouth is one of those bands. They are categorized as a novelty rock band.
Sounds about correct.
Much in the same vein as Presidents of the United States of America, who, where the fuck are those guys now? That'd be a good one to talk about. They are termed as having surf sound with garage influences. Their first album found a hit song in 1997 with the 50s influenced Walking on the Sun.
50s great song. Influence?
I thought it was more 60s influenced, to be honest with you.
That's fucking what the difference.
Yeah. Now, what do you mean, what's the difference? There's a big difference. There's different technology in the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah, true.
Group was formed in 1994 in San Jose, California, by vocalist Steve Harwell, a former rapper. I didn't know. It says a former rapper with
this
the group.
This gets better and better.
Yeah. FOS. You ever heard of FOS?
I had. The Thought Plickens.
The Thought Plickens. After the group disbanded, he began jamming with an old friend, drummer Kevin Cole. Harwell's former manager introduced him to guitarist Greg Camp from the local band Lackadaddy. And bassist Paul Lewis. Anyway.
All right, just play
The quartet. Well, no, it's good to give some in it. 1997, they released their first album, which if you hear the entire album in its entirety.
Right.
Which is an excellent.
Entire album in its entirety.
Yep, I said it. Fuck you.
If you entirely listen to the entire album
in its entirety, and in the dictionary under redundant, it says, see redundant. It all has a very, I guess, post-punk, ska, real hard edge to it, except this one song. So I'll save that hit song. I've got three off of this particular. This is their very, very first album, 1997. It's called Fushu Meng. And you know where they got the name from? Al Pacino. Scarface.
Oh.
Yeah, Fushu Meng.
Oh, okay.
That's fuck you, man.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. So the first song on this album that I think this is typical of what the band used to sound like. This is one of their songs called Less Rock. This is Smash Mouth, 1997, Fushu Meng. Aliens are robots, all humanoids. There's your ska or reggae right there. High energy. So that's I think one of the first cuts off there that really got me.
I think that's very it's a very typical sound for the kind of 90s third wave ska and the pop punk revivalism stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't think they were standing out with this material.
I mean, I don't either. There's a million bands that sound
you're
like
absolutely
this.
Right. You're absolutely
it's,
right.
It's not like it's an offensive sound.
No, not at all. I think you're absolutely right. They were with this sound, with that song in particular, and there's 11 songs on that first album, and that one is real typical of most of the stuff on there. So does it stand out? No. I think it's a good example of them taking that sound, that genre, that style, and kind of doing their own thing with it.
I mean, you can play another cut, and I'll talk more about it, but I honestly don't think they stood out in any way. I mean, they made pretty inoffensive, typical music for, you know, from that scene and that time.
Right.
And, I mean, it's, like I said, it's accessible, so people are going to like it.
Right. Now here's, real quick, I'll play another one off here that I think this is a really good cover of Wars, Why Can't We Be Friends? I thought this was a good cover of this song.
I like it. I can say that, you know.
That makes me want a chair dance.
It's cool.
You know?
See, you know, I mean, that's one of the, like, easier things for me to listen to by Smash Mouth, because I like the original, you know,
by the
band War.
I do, too.
Did you know that War was started partially by Eric Burden of the Animals?
The Animals, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's always been crazy to me, because I've never actually heard any War recordings that have Eric Burden on them.
Wasn't that Come on, drink that wine, get it on.
You might be right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he did some stuff with that one in particular is with War. Anyway, I'm talking. This is E Train. I'm talking about Smash Mouth, and I really got into these guys back in the late '90s after hearing this song in particular. This song, I guess I'm a sucker for that kind of retro throwback. The guys that can do it well, some guys don't do it well. I thought this was a really good example of an original song, they wrote it themselves, and the instrumentation, as you wore that term out a couple of weeks back, Shakes.
Oh, speaking of wearing things out, I listened to the last episode, and you used the word introspective about 30 times yourself, so so don't get on his ass bad, even though so, I got on his ass, I was playing too much solitaire, I wasn't paying attention to you.
That's fine. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a song. This is a song called "Walking on the Sun."
Once you bring Jimmy Buffett,
it's very introspective, and I like the instrumentation. So fuck both of you.
Yeah, fuck you.
But again, when I heard this on the radio, again, I was probably stoned, and this just registered with me. I liked this
blew
song.
Blew your fucking mind.
It did. It's like, go fuck yourself. This is "Walking on the Sun." Yeah. Everybody's heard it, and it's buffering.
I wish I never did.
Jimmy Buffering.
Yep.
Jimmy Buffering.
Shakes, you got to get better infrastructure in this fucking apartment building. Look at this. Here we go.
I can't control that. What are you talking about?
Yes, you can. I mean, I like this turned me on to them. And then I gave the other songs a chance on the album, you know. It's like anything. You hear a song on the radio, and you go look up the band, and you buy the CD. So, anyway. All right. Well, that was the song that turned me on to these guys. Now, they've got a lot of good songs on this album, if you like some of the harder edge stuff. All right. Well, that was their first album, 1997, Fushu Mang.
Can I just comment on that song?
I'm kind of roll here. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, all right, man. I just wanted to say.
I want to talk about the introspectiveness.
Your butter.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Jesus, fuck.
Anyhow, I have to say, at that time when that song came out.
How old were you?
When did it come out?
97. I was 27 years old.
Oh, shit.
I was like 15, Jesus 14. Christ. No, I was like 16. But, yeah, I hated it because, I mean, I was into completely different stuff. And I can understand its appeal. It was just, man, at the time I thought it was one of the lamest things on the radio.
Really?
Really.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it didn't sound like anything else out there. And it was, at least to me at the time. And I was a stoner delivery driver at that time in my life.
So then you're...
I mean, honestly...
You weren't making a... You know, informed opinions.
I remember.
With.
I remember what? Hearing.
I was a professional.
I mean,
well,
I
on just, the side.
I'm
I was
just fucking with you.
I remember listening, hearing that, and you know, I guess 97. What was I? 12, 13, something like that.
You were.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess it never really mattered to me.
Apparently, finishing sentences don't matter to you either.
They don't.
So, anyway, go. So it did. Okay, let's put it this way.
I need some more rum.
The band registered with me, but I was already in a different place in my life. You guys were youngsters. You guys were still in high school, right?
Yeah.
Well, shit, in high school. I'm not trying to.
High school.
Basically, what I'm saying is, fuck you. I'm going to go. Here's the second album by Smash Mouth. It came out in 1999. It was called Astro Lounge. And what they did is they took Walking on the Sun. They took the sound of that because that was a very successful song for them. And then they recreated that song on this entire album. So part of me loves that about them. And then part of me is like, no, fuck you. How dare you do that thing that all artists do? They get pigeonholed in something. They just keep rewriting the same song over and over and over and over.
Fuck again. You. You can't do what you tell me.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, but Satellite is the first song that I want to talk about on Astro Lounge, because this one, again, sounded different to me. So I like this song, Satellite. And actually, I kind of stole some elements for this tune for one of my songs. So anyway, this is Satellite. I like that bossa nova samba kind of
thing. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like that kind of stuff. Anyway, all right. That's got a cool feel to me.
It's got a good rhythm, honestly. Yeah. I'll give it that.
See, no, Rand, I mean, it, see, Randall's not going to like anything I talk about.
No, I mean, it doesn't sound like anything.
Walking on the Sun.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that to
me. Well, basically,
so
this.
That's why I like it.
The
better.
Name of the album, Astro Lounge, just right there tells you that they're going in that kind of 60s groovy kind of thing. All Star. This was the song.
Oh,
on the, yeah,
Jesus.
I know. All right. And the only reason I talk about it, because this is the big hit off of this album. So here's just a little bit of All Star. We won't dwell on it too much, so. And you got me down, don't you?
On purpose.
Now, I will say this about the song. It's incredibly well written.
It is?
It's well written. It's well written from a pop standpoint and from a commercial standpoint. Yeah, that is a successful song right
there. Hey now.
Okay.
You're an all-star.
Yeah, okay.
It's got all the elements to be a pop hit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. It's just a really bad song.
Yeah. It's a bad
well,
song.
Wait a minute. Now, no, if it's got all the elements to be a successful song, how is it a bad song? Nobody's fucking talking to you. I'm talking to Randall.
I mean, I wasn't.
I'm going to intervene here.
Can we throw something at him?
No. You know what I'm going to say? The only reason why people think it's a bad song is because it's overplayed.
Oh, it got wore the fuck out.
It did. No, it still is.
No, I mean, have you listened to the lyrics?
It is a bad song. But people, they made it a bad song because
it has the elements of a well-crafted commercial pop song.
Exactly.
A radio hit.
Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly what, and that's the only reason I'm talking about it is because that's hard to do.
Exactly.
It's real hard to do. And they did it twice.
They're billionaires.
Actually, they did it on, well, yeah.
No, I doubt that.
Millionaires.
Yeah, probably.
Thousandaires.
All right.
Hundredaires.
All right. Final. Shut up, Ken. Final thoughts, Randall, on All Star, because you had a train of thought on that.
This comes down to subjective taste.
All right. You don't like popular stuff.
No, that's not true. I love popular songs, but usually from different eras, like usually from like the 40s and 50s and 60s.
All right.
That's the stuff I was into, you know, during the 90s when I was, those were my formative years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting into my own kind of stuff, and everything on the radio was just sounded like shit to me.
Well, let me ask you something, and this brings up a good point, because I remember this. I've always hung out with musicians, and I'm a professional musician myself, and blah blah blah, whatever you want to tell me. There is a love-hate relationship with musicians and people who are in like musical type of professions. There's a love-hate relationship with radio. It's like radio used to be cool because they would showcase artists.
Right.
It was like the underground format when FM came out.
Well, that's when, you know, I mean, that's when the radio stations weren't required to have playlists.
Well, the DJ could play what they wanted to play. Yeah. I'm going to turn you on to some guys and they would play the whole album.
Yeah.
Now it's like, good God, they get a hold of a song. Like, and I do remember in 99, 2000 era, yes, All Star was wore out and it sickened me. However, I wasn't listening to the radio at that time. I bought the album and I listened to this whole album in its entirety. And I thought the entire collection really stood as a strong collection of material.
You entirely listened to the entirety of the album.
The subjectiveness and the
introspectiveness
of the... Shut up. All right. Now, here's something. This song, I picked this song, Ken, because this song is called Roadman. It's about...
Truck drivers.
It's about a sound guy who gets killed by his own PA system when he is in a crash and the PA system crashes on him. His beloved sound system kills him. And I thought that
I'm still recovering from the toe crushing.
You're still recovering from your first shot. All right, this is called Road Man from Smash Mouth, 1999. Nice.
Dying.
Jeez, man.
I'm dying.
Oh, my God. All right, slowly. This is Road Man, 1999, Astro Lounge.
Breaking line speed records in the van. Road Man, hero my policeman. Leaving trail of ripped up citations. Roadman, slow it down, and you will get there safe and sound. He says, no, 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 the show must go on. Roadman, heavy load, he's got to stop and smell the roads.
Yeah, I don't expect you guys to like that.
Well, see, I mean...
That is like the worst grade of commercialized... regurgitated white boy reggae.
Really is. If you go into listening to this band and expect nothing but a novelty band, I think you could find them much more enjoyable than to take them seriously.
Ah,
because
yes,
that is
you're absolutely
because
right.
That is that's really bad.
It's wretched.
It's wretched. But unapologetically
so.
The imitation, you know, Jamaican patois, like it's
right.
It's
but there you go. So they are sort of, I guess, for lack of a better term, they are almost a comedy act, if that makes sense.
Maybe.
Well, anyway.
I mean, I find them comedic.
Oh, this is the last one I'll do off of their 1999. Astro Lounge. This is called I Can't Get Enough of You, Baby. This is another one that was wore out by the radio stations. Again, I think it was a good song. You know? There you go. I love that Farfisa organ 60s sound. I just like that. Because I'm a sucker for that 60s pop shit.
So. I mean, I am too. I mean, the organ sounds like a direct cop of Question Mark and the Mysterians, 96
yeah.
Tears.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. But, you know... I know they're commercial, but I like them. And that's... anyway.
Hey, everyone's entitled to their entire opinions on entire albums.
Did you notice
album
that
art.
Was a faster fade-out yeah. than it was?
All right, I'm going systematically down their playlist.
Well,
and
like you said, you're revisiting... You said you've been revisiting some of the stuff you listened to in the past.
Right, right, exactly. And some of it holds up and some of it don't.
Oh, yeah. I know the feeling.
Now, what I like about Smash Mouth is they turned in from a ska band into a pop band and didn't apologize for it. They were just like, fuck you. That's exactly what we did it.
See, my take is they've always been a pop band that took elements from different genres right. rather than...
I
can think of a million bands that I used to listen to, and I'm like, now I'm like, man, that's absolute
that
shit.
Blows. Yes, I can too. But I still go back. Okay, I think what it is, there might be some nostalgia in these guys. Now, let's put it this way. After those first two CDs, that Fushu Mang and Astro Lounge, I owned both of those. And I can listen to both of them in their entirety and not get bored. After that, it really falls off, guys. In 2001, they released their self-titled album called Smash Mouth. And it, not very good. As a matter of fact, this Disenchanted is a good track to say, because that's how I felt.
That sounds like absolute shit.
Yeah, fuck you. I mean, you didn't even give it. All right. Now, I thought this one was a good now. This is for Randall. They remade, you remember the movie Shrek 2? They remade this song.
Do I remember the movie Shrek 2?
Yeah.
Long lost, forgotten movie. Yes. Shrek.
Yeah. Back in the late 40s.
Jesus fucking
God. So they redid this song. This is a monkey's tune. I know
oh,
like the monkeys.
Fuck.
I know, right?
I thought love was more or less
I think it's well done. I just, what were you thinking? Yeah, I'm not. All right. So anyway, the third album, not crazy about. Let's put it this way. The fourth album, it was called Get the Picture. Not even going to play anything off of it because it blows. It blows. Now, they were signed to Interscope Records for all of these albums. Then in 2006, they became an indie band again, and they released an album called Summer Girl. Mm-hmm. And that actually was kind of a return to some better stuff. I think this one is better. Here's a Girl Like You. This is the song's up. Kind of got a retro sound.
That's a very 60s sound.
Exactly. I think they were more on point with this album than they have been in the past. Here's Getaway Car.
I'd like to get away.
All right. We've... I think you're at like 20 minutes with Smash Mouth right now.
Yeah. I was being comprehensive.
God damn.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, I was trying to be prepared.
Hey, I mean,
anyway, this album I like. I like Summer Girl.
You did your homework. I think you did ours, yeah, too.
Anyway, they got a new album out this year. It's called Magic.
Don't go buy it.
Go give it a listen.
Hopefully you might disappear.
You might like it. Anyway, Smash Mouth, that's my pick for this week.
Good.
E-Train, go fuck yourself. I like them, and then some days I don't like them, and then some days I'm like, I miss Uncle Wiggly's
waking up from my nap
pasta shack or whatever the fuck it is that we used to go to. All right, well, let's play a tune, and we don't have to go for an hour. We can go over. People in Egypt love that.
All right, intermission.
Well, welcome back to Audiophiles, boys and girls, cats and kittens of all ages. That was Esquivel with his song Cachita.
Yeah, you know what's funny is that you came in and was like, man, you have to listen to this. And we listened to it. And we were like,
immediately.
Go look up some Esquivel. Really cool guy.
That's interesting.
And go look up some Smash Mouth. You might like him. Or as I'm gathering in this room, you might not. I have two words for you. Go fuck yourself.
I got three words for you.
Maybe that's more than three words.
All right, who's up next?
I think I'll talk about some bullshit for a couple minutes.
Bullshit.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about a band called The Sound.
The Sound.
The Sound.
Yep. They were a lesser known post-punk band from South London, formed in 1979. You know, they were often compared to bands like Echo and the Bunnymen, Joy Division, The Chameleons, and bands like that. And, you know, they were from the same scene. You know, and a lot of those bands were characterized by strong melodies and somewhat somber, emotional, for lack of a better term, lyrics. And first song I'd like to play...
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Randall.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, let's see what happens when you pick your band, jackass.
Oh, fuck.
This first song is called Heyday.
Wow.
Off of their first album, which is called Jeopardy, released in 1980. And... let's get it fucking done.
It go like this.
You're so young to be confused, but I know that the time it starts, all the conflict seems to fuse.
See, I totally dig shit like this.
You know what's weird? Is I hear elements of this in Smash Mouth, and
I think that is way off base, and okay. It's nearly offensive to me. All right. I can't help it.
Fuck you! Basically, is what I'm trying to say.
I just like
how fuck you.
I like how he kind of, you know, made just, it. He said nearly.
He was just like
offensive.
No, he sat there and he's playing solitaire, going, "Oh, I think that's very offensive." Shut up. I like the guy's vocals. I think the guy's got a neat way of delivering the vocals.
I think so too. I mean,
I think the instrumentation is really
is it introspective?
Yeah. It is. Yeah, I mean, it's a very 80s post-punk sound.
Yeah.
And, okay. You know, I mean, I love the bass because the
singer... So were they trying for a retro sound at that point?
No, I mean, they were, like, in the thick of things when it was happening.
Well, that organ sound is very...
That's a synth.
60s. Well, right, but they were going for that 60s Farfisa.
No,
and
they
if
weren't.
They had a Yamaha DX7, that's probably the only thing they had sound-wise.
Well, you can DX go fuck yourself. Anyhow, this band, in total, they released 5 albums and a few EPs, and none of them were ever released in the United States.
Oh, really?
They only came in as imports. And
I'm sorry.
I mean, 5 albums, that's a long career. I mean, they were around from 79 to 87, you know. Mm-hmm. That's, 13 years. What, 47 years?
Yeah, and usually by that point, bands have either killed each other or, they're in rehab.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to some of that in a minute.
Ooh.
This is actually my favorite song by them. It's from their second album called, the album's called From the Lion's Mouth, released in 1981. The song is called The Fire.
El Fuego. For our Latin down. Oh my God, the 80s called. Yeah, I'm totally hearing my high school, you know, random songs from high school. This is exactly what it reminds me of. I went to high school in the 80s.
Yeah.
The 1880s.
Yeah. Hoedowns were big. Colossal fuck.
Oh, shit.
Anyhow, as a footnote to their career, their lead singer and main songwriter, a man named Adrian Borland, he went on to a mostly unsuccessful solo and production career before giving into lifelong mental illness and eventually throwing himself in front of the express train at Wimbledon Station.
Holy shit, are you serious?
Yeah.
Man, if you're going to go big.
If you listen to this band and pay attention to their lyrics, it should come as no surprise to anyone.
What the fuck?
But the next song I'd like to play is called Golden Soldiers, off of an EP called Shock of Daylight in 84. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's that rum delay.
Rum delay. Yeah. This song makes me want to throw myself in front of a train. I like the bass.
It's very melodic.
The bass is, I got a great tone on the bass, how they did that.
So that was.
I'm sitting here. I'm trying to think of something nice to say about it. And
don't have to.
Well, I'm not. That's why I was hesitating. It just reminds me. It sort of blends into the whole '80s, that mid '80s sound that I was trying to ignore at the time. So this just blends in. I mean, like The Cure, and I'm not comparing to them to The Cure, but it.
Well, I mean, yeah, they don't sound anything like The Cure.
That's kind of why I wasn't comparing them to The Cure.
But well, then why bring up The Cure?
Okay, because that was the band from the 80s that I was just like, couldn't stand that sound. So anyway, it totally reminds me of that whole 80s sound for some reason, that real...
Yeah, I mean, I can hear it.
Well, I mean, you know, production-wise, they definitely fit in with that, you know, the production, not really the songwriting, in my opinion.
Yeah. I have a vivid memory of that time of listening to stuff like that, or hearing it and then wanting to take a baseball bat to the radio. Because at the time, I was listening
really,
to...
Really? It reminds me of Smash Mouth.
That's great.
Anyhow.
On that note... So I guess what I'm saying is, if I had a baseball bat right now, I'd hit the...
Me?
No. No. Ken.
Who?
Which is an
Shaky Puddin'.
Shaky Puddin'. Shaky
Puddin'. All right, play some more of this interesting band. Les Sound. They're French, right?
Yeah, they're Czech Republic. Poland. Whatever, they're all the same.
All those Polish punk bands are all the same.
Anyhow, this is a song called Words Fail Me.
Words Fail Me. Fail me.
Words Fail
Captain
Me.
Captain Morgan.
And this is going to be the last selection that I play. This is off of their first album as well.
That starts out good.
You can still find this shit, right?
No.
Really?
Where'd you find it?
Saxophone.
All right, again, what would you categorize these guys as?
Post-punk.
Post-punk, okay.
You can find their stuff through illegal downloading sites, and I think there was a record label in the last couple years that they've re-released some of their albums and stuff like that, but only on vinyl, and, you know, they're going to be imports. If you go, I was looking earlier on Amazon.com at some of their CDs, and they're selling for like $87.
What?
Damn.
Jeez.
For a CD, yeah.
Holy cow.
That's like...
So,
rare shit.
No doubt, man.
Damn.
All right. I mean, okay. I like the production on this. I'm kind of, again, one of these guys that, like, I think the first... few albums of any band are good, and then it sort of trails off. This I like the way that the vocals. I like the way that the vocals are delivered and the way they're produced.
And it's very rhythm. I guess it's rhythmly induced. You can say
rhythmly
induced. Fuck. There's a lot of rhythm, like the bass and
it's
the drums.
It's got a lot
of ones
rhythmness.
They are the ones that kind of push.
It's rhythmic.
They push the music.
It's push-nated.
Push-nated.
Yeah.
Push-nated.
Oh, wow.
Shit. There's a lot of pops right there. Poppy pops.
Yeah, people with listening to the headphones just went, oh, my God, what the hell was that? Not to offend anybody.
Jesus.
All right. So this is The Sound. English
sound.
Post-punk band. All right.
And that's what they are. They're a sound.
Okay. It sort of blends in. Not that I'm the authority on any of this kind of stuff.
Obviously not.
Shut up. But it blends in. Again, it sort of... blends into the music tapestry of the landscape of that era.
Tapestry?
So what? Yeah.
Is it what, tapestry?
Yeah.
What, it tapestry?
No, it's tapestry.
Is it?
Dumb shit.
What the fuck ever. You guys can fuck it.
Just, where's his mic mute? Anyway, it blends into the music tapestry.
Thank you, Captain Morgan.
We're going to have to...
Of that,
you know,
era.
We're going to have to do a show concentrated solely on Shake's mispronouncing things.
Mispronunciation?
Mispronunciations.
Anyway, so it to me, it sort of sounds like... Now, what about it stands out to you based on all the other bands of that era that were doing that same stuff, type of stuff?
Well, I mean, I think it... you have to be into it to discern the difference between the different styles of those bands in the post-punk era, because they were mostly all doing different things. I mean, of course, there's copycat bands in any scene, but right. The sound, they stood out to me because they wrote better songs than a lot of the other bands that, you know, I mean, you can't compare them to, you know, say, Echo and the Bunnymen. I think they're a great fucking band,
yeah.
But... those two bands don't really remind me of each other. Right. They, you know, and the sound certainly doesn't remind me of the fucking Cure or Smash Mouth.
I wasn't comparing them to Smash Mouth.
I mean, I don't hear it, but maybe
I don't hear it.
Eric's old ears do.
It's they stand out because they're a little unique to me in that...
And how do you catch them? Unique up on them.
I'll unique up on anybody.
Unique on them. That's how I heard you say it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Unique way.
All
right, so the sound.
The sound.
The sound.
It's the sound
not,
of shit.
It's good band. Go check them out. If
sound
you can find
of one
them.
Hand fapping.
There you go.
Oh.
So nobody, you can't find this stuff on.
Hey.
Wow.
Wow.
Holy Christ.
All right, so I guess our new demographic is... play school kids, huh?
Fappers.
Well, we certainly don't have the born again Christians listening, that's for sure. All right, so if you can go find some of the sound, good luck to you.
All right.
And in England, any commercial success?
They had some. It was mostly critical.
Really?
They didn't. Obviously, they never made it as big as some of the other bands from that scene. Or you
Where,
know,
did they have a group of guys that they were famous for hanging with, you know, that they were a part of that, were they in there with the Clash or anything at the time?
No, I mean, they mostly hung out with Huey Lewis and the News.
Okay. See, now you're mocking me. Now you're mocking me, you unshaved fuck.
Hey, it looks like you didn't shave this morning.
I did shave this morning. This is my 5 o'clock shadow.
It ain't 5 o'clock yet, jackass.
I got a 3:30 shadow.
Looks like you forgot to put Hair Club for Men in your beard.
I haven't colored the beard. Anyway, so they were contemporaries of Huey Lewis and the News. Isn't
no,
that? That's what
no.
you're saying. That's yes. what you're saying. They, another well-known London band, Huey Lewis and the News.
They were backup dancers for Janet Jackson. I mean, who wasn't?
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Yes, he is.
I'm just, you know, I'm just rolling.
All right. A big
on
J.
Ecstasy.
Jesus. All right, man. Fuck this shit. I'm going to go play.
All right, are we done with the sound?
Yes.
Oh, we are? Well, okay. I thought there was more
no.
Cure type stuff we were going to listen to.
It's completely done.
I think after the Smash Mouth segment, Eric's not going to give me an inch
no.
whatsoever.
Well,
no,
that's
what
she said. I'll give you 10 inches, motherfucker. No idea what that means.
1.0 inches.
My big 10 inch. What's that song? What's that
it's
from?
It's Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
Big 10 inch
right.
record
anyway,
of my
okay.
favorite blues.
Fuck that shit. We're going to go to a band that's actually local, meaning the North Carolina area. They landed here, I should
say.
Yeah,
give some background information.
This band is actually called Valiant Thor. They are originally from Venus.
Wish
but
I
they,
had a theremin right here.
They landed in Chapel Hill. And,
they landed in Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Like all good immigrants do.
They're rock and roll saviors from Venus who crossed the solar system to warn Earthlings about the error of our ways. Delivering a message of redemption wrapped in rock and roll with pounding drums and shredding guitar licks. And I'm reading this exactly from their bio on ValiantThor.com.
ValiantThor.com.
Yes. Right. This is a band that actually the Ranimal here actually told me to go and see. And we did.
True.
Numerous times. We still do. They are active. They play approximately 275 shows a year.
Good Lord.
That's
a freaking lot.
you know, their first show was in on Easter in 2001. They actually landed here in 2000, is what is yeah. They landed here in 2000. So anyway,
you sure about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. If they're sure,
do
about
you have
it,
cue
then we
cards?
Are.
You've got little index cards. I do. Isn't that cute?
Yes, I do. Fucker. Oh, wow. All right. They headlined numerous Warped Tours with AFI those other kind of dudes.
Cue cards. Yeah. What's that say?
2 times 2.
What is it?
4.
Oh. Yay. Somebody gets a gold star today.
Me.
Or at the very least a PBR.
Me. Anyway, the lead singer's name is Valiant himself. The guitar player is Eden Thor. Bass player is Dr. Professor Nightwolf Strangies.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is great.
The other guitar player is Sadat Thor, or Sadat.
So they're doing a whole Ramones thing where they all have the last name.
Drummer is Lucian Thor. These are all guys that actually the Ranimal and I have partied with.
Now, what about past members Don Thor, Jin Thor,
yeah.
Bjorn Thor?
All these guys actually played, you know, throughout their...
Career.
They've, thank you. They released, now it looks like it's 4 albums on
a
major.
I swear to God, we're going to get this thing down one day.
On a major, yeah. On a major record label, which is Volcom. But the,
they are not a major label.
They're, yeah, whatever. Fuck you. Stranded on Earth was a self-released album that they only pressed 1,000 copies for at their shows. You cannot get it. Anywhere
they press them at their shows,
yes.
With what, like an ironing board?
They did a 4-month tour with Fu Manchu, and they did a 4-week tour with Motorhead. So
really,
yeah.
All right. Well, that right there.
They're on numerous video games and television shows.
Oh, so they've made it.
Well, I guess you could say that
they're getting that big video game residual.
Yeah.
Nice.
I guess so.
I mean, they headlined the Warped Tour.
Yeah.
When the Warped Tour came to Raleigh.
Right.
Well, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they're kind of like hometown heroes.
Exactly. I mean, yeah.
They have adopted.
Yeah, right, their adopted hometown.
NOFX and AFI actually opened up for these guys. Oh, so it's, it's.
Well, hell, I'm wet with anticipation. Play some Valiant Tour for fuck's sake.
They're one of my favorite guys around here. So cool. Thank you to the Ranimal. I have found actually a local band that
you've found enlightenment.
Yes, I have. This is called Man Behind the Curtain. This song is originally off their first album called Total Universe Man, which was released in 2005. And here it is. Sometime. There we go. Thank you, iPod.
Rum delay.
Makes me want to beat the fuck out of somebody.
Exactly. You should see them live, man. That's incredible. They put on a great show.
Thank you. Lord. Well, that's high energy, motherfucker.
That is.
There you go.
They're a Chapel Thrill band.
A Chapel Hill band.
Well,
by way of
a Venus.
Venus.
Band. Yeah. Right. This is a song, Palm Reader. This is off of Total Universe Man as well.
Yeah, this is unapologetic, just
they actually,
rock and roll.
Most of their songs are political in nature.
True.
They tend to base their songs on political shit, which, for me, I don't really like that, but it's...
Well, do they get preachy like a Rage Against the Machine and shit? Do they get that?
In their live performances, they kind of...
They start talking about Free Mandela and shit?
Well, no. I don't think they're preachy. They, you know, they're just like, hey, this is fucked up.
Right. I mean, you know, they just kind of...
Be aware of this.
They just kinda tell like them John how Lennon it is, did. You know, how they feel. And
I mean, I wouldn't call them a political band by any means.
No, they're not. They're not. Right. They're actually called... They're under the genre of stoner rock and roll is what
according
they're
according to who?
Stoner rock?
According to this Wikipedia bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Our crack research staff.
Heavy metal,
Wikipedia.
Hard rock. But this also says they're from Greenville, but I know they're... I'm pretty sure they're not.
What, Greenville, North Carolina?
Yeah.
No, I thought they were from Venus.
Well, you know.
Greenville, Venus.
Greenville, Venus. Yeah, every planet's got a Greenville.
This is a song called Heat Seeker.
Oh, Moisture Missile.
Yeah.
It's a band name.
This is off of Legend of the World.
Uh-huh.
And that was their 2006 release. I actually have a couple of these songs as my ringtone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta be honest with you. I don't hate this. And that's a lot for me to say.
I mean, yeah, they're no Smash Mouth.
No. They're a lot better.
Yikes. I'm sorry, I tend to go commercial.
Yeah. I'm gonna crank it.
Oh, Lord, man. My headphones are thumping.
There
you go. All right, well, you know, those guys, and I'm reading here, they toured with Gogol Bordello.
Yeah.
I like those guys.
And actually, in 2006, they played 272 shows.
So you said.
I think he said 274 is
average. Their average. Oh. But in 2006, they played 272, and they only took 2 days off for Christmas. They didn't come home. They just kept going.
So they're living
Christmas.
Life.
Christmas is big on Venus,
right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Santa Claus is universal. God damn it.
Yeah, I guess so. Damn it.
All right. So
this is Red Flag off of Immortalizer, and this was released in 2008.
I swear to God, this makes me want to bum rush somebody and kick the living shit out of them. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that it's just, it's high energy. It just makes you want to get up and do something. Do they have different vocalists?
No.
I was going to say, because this guy...
This is Valiant himself.
This doesn't sound like the previous vocal.
Same guy.
Valiant himself.
I think one of my favorite things about this band is just... Their rhythm section is so in the pocket.
Oh, they're tight as a rat's ass, dipped in duct tape. And,
Valiant himself, actually, I forgot exactly what time it was, but he actually donated a kidney to his father.
Really?
So they took a year off of touring for him to do that.
So there's really nothing bad I can say about these guys.
You know, and it's strange. There is, but... I've always wondered when I heard that story, did they check the kidney that he donated before
I'm pretty sure
extracting
they did.
It?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They were looking at it going, geez, man.
Because I can't believe somebody would take that.
No, liver maybe. Maybe that would be like, yeah.
This is off their new album, Stranger, which was, well, not newest.
Now, all of this is available.
This is all available. Tonal Universe Man was their first one. Legend of the World was their second. Immortalizer. And Stranger. They actually have a new one coming out soonish.
2013.
2010 was their last one, which was Stranger. This is called Vision Quest. Let's give this a little.
We've all taken one of those.
Yes, we have. So I'm guessing there's no power ballads from these guys.
No.
Y'all looked at me real funny when I said that.
Well, I mean, I had to think about it.
Yeah, This is just good old fashioned, down home, exactly. Extraterrestrial, head banging.
Down home, extraterrestrial.
Yeah, like right? Shakes, I have this overwhelming urge to punch a hole in your drywall.
This is their single off of Stranger. This is they actually have an awesome music video that the Ranimal and I were watching before you came over.
Whoever the drummer is, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's killer.
Yeah, we actually had a beer with him at a place called the Jackpot in downtown.
All right.
Yeah.
He was a fixture there.
Yeah, he was. He was there quite often. Their guitar player, when I first saw him at King's.
It's live. Hey, all right. You know it's judgment time. Double track the vocals. Yeah. So tonight, you are my enemy. Good God.
Their street team that they have, they're called the Thoriers.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have, like, different chapters. North Carolina Thoriers.
Almost like a motorcycle club.
Yeah, they're like a biker gang. Yeah.
They call it, and actually, they're kind of been called, you know, Hell's Angels of Rock and Roll, you know? they all have beards. They have jean jackets, like, cuts. You can call it with patches on the back and like
patches. We don't need no stinking patches.
Yeah, they're a great band to look out for, and I mean their live shows are the best. Looks like they're in Houston, Texas tomorrow night at Rudyard's British Pub.
Nice.
And Corpus Christi, Texas, on the 1st, and then Austin on the 3rd. So
basically, everybody should go check out Valiant Thor.
Yeah.
They're the hometown boys by way of Venus, made good.
They are one of my favorite, favorite bands.
Well, I mean, I can't really think of anything bad to say about
them. Not just favorite local bands, favorite bands.
Favorite bands.
Right. So they could have been could have been it from anywhere, like, you know, Venus.
Well, you know, I got to play one more.
We had to go
just
there.
Because this just gets my blood and blood.
Nuts hard.
They kind of sound like have an Iron Maiden kind of feel to them.
Yeah, I hear that. You know? I totally hear that.
They take a lot of influences from different bands.
This is called Showdown.
I don't like that as much as some of the other stuff. You know. That sort of blends into
the
whole heavy genre. It sort of sounds derivative of a lot of stuff. The other stuff I liked.
Yeah, man, they're a great band. You should go see them. I don't know why, but in Austin, Texas, at Auditorium Shores, their ticket price is $175.
God damn, that must be a fucking nice place.
It must be a festival or something.
How much is a fucking beer there?
It looks that way.
Jesus. All right, well, so that's Valiant Thor. You should go check them out.
All right. Indeed, you shall.
Fellas, how are we doing on time here?
We're at an hour 13 right now.
Are we really?
Yeah.
All right, so The Sound is a band from
Only I Like, apparently.
The post-punk. Well, if they're not available, how are people going to go, you know?
I told you that you can download them.
Oh, okay. So go check out The Sound. Go check out Valiant Thor. And if you are so inclined, Smash Mouth.
You might smash yourself in the mouth.
Yeah. And by the way, news flash, this just popped up on my screen. Paul McCartney put out a...
I was really hoping you weren't going to say he was dead. But.
No. Oh, man. Blasphemy. All right. Paul McCartney just put out a press release to break up obsessed Beatle fans. Leave Yoko alone. She did not break up the Beatles. Anyway.
Well, and what was the reason for him coming out and saying this now?
Who the fuck knows? Just saying. It just popped up on my screen. So, We all know that that's not what broke up the Beatles.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It was solitaire.
Yeah, it was solitaire. So. All right, well, kids, that's been an hour and some change of audio files. I hope everybody got... what? Hold on. Thanks for tuning in.
Motherfucker. Yeah, thank you for tuning in.
All right. Thank you, Egypt.
This is
what do we got going out?
Valiant Thor song called Exit Strategy.
Since we had the kind of need one. That's perfect. All right, this is E-Train.
Shaky pudding.
Ranimal pudding.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Be safe out there for Halloween, you fox.
Yeah. Stay in school.
Stay in school.
Sweet release.
Yeah. Take candy from strangers.
Take candy from the
Take strangers with candy.
King and dance.